The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
G'day guys, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you've had a good day, night, or it's a good start, like the morning. Listen, I just wanted to go through and have a quick chat about what I've been seeing at the moment and what things are coming up. Of course, from our point of view, what we have coming up right now is the opportunity for you to guess the Bitcoin price. Now, all you have to do is go to tradercobb.com/BTC and you can get your entry in there. We've also got a number of things that are happening over the Christmas and New Year's period, so keep an eye on what's going on. And if you haven't already, join up to the free bi-weekly video newsletter there, guys, and we can keep you updated as to what's coming out. It's been an interesting session the last 24 hours in the sense that we did tap on 4,000, the first level of relatively insignificant significance, but it is a round number. It is a round number, and we did struggle to break through it and hold above it. Now, we did see a high of 4,043, just I can't wait till the day I'm saying 40,043, but we failed to hold. We just didn't manage to keep our chin above water for too long. But that's kind of to be expected, if I'm being honest with you. And the reason being is that markets move in waves. They move in cycles. They don't go straight up for long, and they don't go straight down for long. They tend to move in cycles. And this is what the crypto cradle is all about. It's about pulling back into that cradle zone, pausing, moving away again. And that's really what I'm waiting for here on Bitcoin. The chart cyclicity is really quite nice now on that 2 and 4 hour time frame. If you know what I'm talking about, go and have a look. It's got some clear series of higher highs and higher lows. And 4,000 at that moment in time, we were very overextended on that 4 hour chart. So it's of no surprise to me really at all that we saw a pullback or have seen a pullback. Now, if I get an opportunity to find a little cradle trade today, then I will certainly be looking to take that on Bitcoin. And it's been the first time in quite a long time since I've actually said that, where I'd be willing to trade on Bitcoin against the dollar itself. Now, with that comes other opportunities as well. As I look at Ethereum, it's in a very similar position right now, pulling beautifully back into that cradle zone, and around the magic number of 100 would really be the sweet spot for what I'm looking for. Now, it's not there yet, and it may not get there, but it is looking really, really, really good on the 4 hour time frame in particular. So again, another chart where opportunity may present itself today. Now, the big winner again today has been Bitcoin Cash, up 21% currently. It's definitely got some momentum, a little bit too funky for me right now to really get too involved. EOS, once again, back in that cradle zone, looking really, really nice there. Of course, it has had a very solid run. And on that daily time frame, we do have a higher low and higher high. Things looking a little bit more positive there for EOS. Cardano also now has a bearish candle for the day, down 0.39%. EOS is down 6.5%, I should mention as well. But again, pulling back into the right areas for me to find cradle trades or even Fibonacci boosters. But more than likely, for the short to medium term, I'll be looking for crypto cradle trades in these areas. Stellar Lumen looking very much the same. The only thing with Stellar Lumen really is that we're back in that cradle zone in a pretty significant and established downtrend. So therefore, for me, on the upside, I'd be a little bit more cautious. I think there's better opportunities out there on things like Bitcoin, NEO as well, pulling back into $6.85 was the level I was looking for. Didn't quite actually get that. It's pulled back a little bit beyond there, so I'm going to keep an eye on that, but I don't like it under 685 because there has been some significant tests of that level over the last sort of month or so, and therefore I just don't think that I want to be buying leading into that level. Happy to buy above, not leading in. We saw IOTA yesterday continue to drive higher and then pull back subsequently today. It has been on an absolutely bull terror of a run, running straight up into the level of resistance of 32 cents I've been talking about for quite some time. Again, the 4,000 level of Bitcoin is pretty much the 32 cent mark here on IOTA in the sense that I do not see it as being anything, as far as surprising goes for the market to be pulling back from this level, waiting for opportunities in that cradle zone. The last time I pulled back to 25 cents, great little move, and I'm looking for something similar. around these levels. Ripple again popping to the upside, having a very, very strong move up to above 40 cents, now pulling back to 35, down 1.33% currently in that cradle zone right now, above the old support and resistance level, which is sitting right around that 34.5 cents and looking for opportunities there, stalking away. So the top 10, including Litecoin, although Litecoin's chart doesn't look quite as tasty as some of the others in the top 10, the top 10 does have some markets to be keeping a close eye on. This is where you have the biggest level of volume, which means that it's better for trading if you're going to trade with margin. It also means that it's better for trading if you're going to trade without margin, but larger positions. So that's why I like to stick in that's inside of that top 10. The good news is there's plenty of opportunity to be stalking if you know what to look for. So guys, jump across to tradercob.com, enter the Bitcoin competition. Have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com, because experience matters.